On the campaign trail this week, President Bush and Senator Kerry preached similar messages on energy policy. Here's Mr. Kerry this past Thursday in Columbus, Ohio.
We're going to make America independent of Mideast oil by investing in the energy technology of the future.
And here's Mr. Bush on the same day talking about his energy plan in Pennsylvania.
It is a plan that recognizes to keep jobs in America, we must be less dependent on foreign sources of energy.
The United States has long been the world's leading oil consumer, even though it has less than 3% of proven oil reserves. Joining me now to talk about the possibility of becoming independent from foreign oil is energy expert Phil Verlegger. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Now, this isn't the first time that American politicians have talked about oil independence. Nixon argued for it in the early 70s. How realistic is the whole idea?
It's totally unrealistic. The United States would have to adopt an entirely different way of living, which would mean abandoning the automobile and going to some form of mass transportation.
What about the idea of at least becoming less dependent on, as the candidates are talking, Mideast oil? I mean, there are reserves elsewhere, Africa, Latin America, former Soviet republics.
It's a nice idea, but it doesn't work because the world's supply of low-cost oil comes from the Middle East, and particularly Saudi Arabia, and other countries in the world must rely on Saudi Arabia and the Middle East, even if we don't. So that if we reduce our imports from Saudi Arabia, imports by Japan and China and India will go up. And that means China and Japan will be more dependent on the Middle East. And as we try to form coalitions to deal with international problems, we will find those countries less willing to go against Saudi Arabia. So our hands will be tied even if we're not importing as much oil from the Middle East.
Huh. So someone's going to be beholden to the Middle Eastern oil countries if we aren't.
That's exactly right. The world as a whole is beholden to the Middle Eastern countries and become even more beholden because China and India in particular are increasing their consumption of oil at roughly 9% a year.
Now, one of the main reasons we're talking about oil as a campaign issue is because of the rising price of gas and petroleum. What is driving those costs?
The price is being pulled up right now by very strong demand for gasoline in the United States, for distillate fuel oil, which is diesel and heating oil, across the globe. This is lifting prices. One of the contributors to it is the failure of Americans to conserve. Our gasoline demand has been surging as we buy more and more SUVs, and that's helping putting upward pressure on prices.
What about the war in Iraq? There's a report again today. Iraqi officials say saboteurs have bombed two more oil pipelines there.
Well, the war in Iraq was supposed to make it easier for Iraq to boost production. Someday, they can get back to 6 or 7 million barrels a day production. They're stuck right now at 2 million barrels a day. Ultimately, the growth in demand from China and the United States and India is going to lift prices.
Both the Bush and Kerry campaigns talk about increasing alternative energy sources and promoting conservation. One of the main differences between the two is over whether to drill for natural gas in the Alaskan National Wildlife Reserve. Mr. Kerry opposes it. Mr. Bush favors it. In your opinion, what should be the main components of a realistic energy plan for the U.S.?
The only way to really push conservation is to raise prices. And our gasoline prices are well below the prices in almost every other country in the world. We need a large gasoline tax. And that will start all the other things moving ahead.
Phil Verlegger is an energy consultant. We reached him at his home in Colorado. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much.